one of the best at body control. When that ball's in the air, I feel like he's one of the best at it to go and get it. He run great routes. Got great hands. And like you said, he is physical. Well, don't get me wrong. But at the same time, man, his body control is, you know, off the charts.
Hey, Captain, how do you feel just about being back at practice?
Felt good.
Rearing to go on Sunday?
Yeah, felt good, man. Felt good. Felt good to be back out there with my teammates and, you know, moving around a little bit. And, you know, we see where it go from there.
What kind of frustration was it for you? Just your career, you haven't missed too many games, right?
No, man, it was very frustrating. I went 5 years without missing a game, and, you know, to miss a game on Sunday, this past Sunday, it kind of hurts, you know, not being out there. I wasn't able to travel with the team and, you know, do different things with the guys and stuff like that. But at the same time, I can't control injuries. You know, I try to go out there and play fast, physical, and I can't control it. You know, I had to miss a game. So, you know, hopefully I'm back this week and flying around and, you know, moving around and making plays.
Captain David Johnson, how does he compare to the challenges that he presents?
He's a big back. If you look at him, you'll be like, oh, man, this can't be the guy who's wearing number 31 who's running the ball like that. But this guy, he's big. He's got a lot of speed. You know, a lot of guys sleeping on his speed. But he can definitely bounce it to the edge and hit you with the home run. We got our hands full, man. We definitely got our hands full. But I know guys in this locker room, they ready to step up for the challenge. We know it's going to be a big challenge. They got a high power offense, and we got to get back to playing football like we know how. So let the guys up front eat, and we got to cover them up in the back end.
Does he compare to anyone? I mean, it's hard. He's big, but he has like small guy feet.
It's hard to compare him to anybody. But he does a lot of great things. He catches the ball well out the backfield also. So to compare him to anybody, I don't know who plays like him, you know, in this day and age. But he's definitely one of the top bats in the NFL right now.
What do you think McKenzie can learn from his experience over the last couple of games where things maybe haven't gone the way you wanted to?
Oh, man, just keep working, man. He can learn from that, man. The NFL is not easy. It's a job, man. You got to work each and every day. It's not just going to be given to you. And the guys that you line up against, man, they get paid too. You know, they definitely get paid too. So you just got to learn that, man. That he got to go out there and compete at a very high level. It's not just going to be given to you. You know, nothing is easy and nothing is given to you. So you just got to go out there and compete.
How do you keep from becoming too aggressive? You know, some of these things are a little bit of nuance, a little bit of experience.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You just try to play within the rules and, you know, learn how to cover with your feet sometimes instead of with your hands. That's a helping young guys out a lot. You know, the transition from college to the NFL is a whole lot different. In college, you can touch a guy 20 yards down the field, and they won't call it as long as the ball ain't in the air. But in the league, you got five yards. You got 5 yards, you got to let those guys go. Everybody has to learn that. It's a learning curve. So you got to learn that and try to learn how to cover guys with your feet instead of your hands.
Were you concerned after the Detroit game that you might not be back?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
You seem pretty down after.
Yeah, I was definitely concerned. I didn't feel good at all. I had knee pain. My ankle was hurting. I was like, man, it looked like I had a double whammy. So I was like, man, I don't know. I just went home, prayed. My mom prayed for me. And when I went and got the MRI, I got two MRIs, you know, so I was like, dang. My mom prayed for me and stuff, and I came in, and Shugs told me, you know, what I had. He said, man, you look like, you know, we watched the play, you got lucky. And I was like, whoa, you know, now I've just been rehabbing, trying to get better.
So you do feel like you dodged your bullet on that one?
Yes, most definitely. If you go back and look at the play, you'll say the same thing.
Yeah, no.
Your foot got caught up, got pushed down, and knee don't supposed to bend like that.
No.
Yeah, but I definitely got lucky, and, you know, I definitely thank God for that.